Welcome to the Next Level Leaders Podcast with me, Dr. Joseph Walker. This podcast is designed to offer strategies in moving vision to reality. Leaders can expect to be mentored, inspired, challenged to succeed at the next level. So prepare to be exposed, empowered, and equipped for excellence. Thank you for connecting and allowing this space to become an opportunity for growth and collaborative learning. Now, let's go on this journey together and spark the change we wish to see in ourselves, our teams, and the world. Hi, I'm Dr. Joseph Walker, and thank you so much for tuning in to Next Level Leader Podcast. This is the podcast where we come together every single week to grow and to learn as leaders. It's a community of people like you, people that are cutting edge, people who have ingenuity and creativity, and people who are trying to get tools and strategies to help them navigate the terrain of leadership. We believe very strongly what the Bible says, that iron sharpens iron. So you're in the right place at the right time. And thank you so much for just being a part of this community. I tell you, there's nowhere I go that someone doesn't walk up and tell me that they're blessed by this podcast. That's our why. The fruit that this podcast produces is blessing lives all over the world. Thank you for just being a part. Thank you for just being connected. I appreciate you and I value all of what God is doing in your life. I would love for you to connect with me if this is your first time on this platform. Simply follow me at Joseph Walker 3. That's Joseph Walker 3 on Instagram. I'd love to connect with you, learn more about you, you about me. And of course, if you're interested in any of my books, I've written books on leadership, relationships, mentorship, you name it. They're out there and they're at josephwalker3.org. You can also find out when I'll be in your area speaking or to have me come in your area. You can do it from that platform as well. And of course, a lot of merch and other things that are on that site. I do want to say that on every Friday, my wife and I have a YouTube page. We're proud of it. It's called Our Life, Our Journey, Our Truth. And we talk about a host of things, challenging conversations around marriage, family, around destiny, around managing business and life and children. You want to watch that. I promise you. Go over there, Our Life, Our Journey, Our Truth, and subscribe. I promise you, it'll be a blessing to you. Hope you'll do that. And really appreciate it if you did. And let us know that you're watching by commenting. Finally, I have an awesome book club that I would like you to be a part of. It's called Next Level Leader Book Club. And because you are a next level leader, you must be a next level reader. So I want to invite you to be a part of this. All you got to do is text the word book club to 78228 to be a part. We welcome you to the book club. We're reading 25 books in 2025. So, hey, I promise you, it's going to be a blessing for you to be a part. Wherever you are, if you jump in on book number 10, you're still good with us. We just want you to be connected. Every 2 weeks, we have these book clubs. We've had incredible authors on like Ricky Smiley and Oprah Winfrey and others. So you don't want to miss it. You never know who might pop in. Today, I want to talk about how do we manage difficult conversations? And let's be very clear. I know some of you are non-confrontational, very passive when it comes to things like that. You don't want to deal with the elephant in the room. I wrote a book called Leader Shifts, and I talked about the elephant in the room. How oftentimes we sit up and we let things simmer and they get out of control emotionally. The enemy plays tricks with our minds and other people's imaginations, and assumptions go to flying and people start acting weird because nobody wants to have that difficult conversation. But as the leader, the next level leader, it is essential that you know how to manage those conversations. And the only way you're going to get things done is to manage those conversations. The only way you're going to get past what's happening is to manage those tough conversations. I say so often, and I'll say it again, you cannot fix it if you do not face it. So I want you to get something to write with. Let's go to work. I'm going to give you these principles, and I hope they will bless you in the time we have today. Here's number one. Prepare purposefully. What do I mean? Start with a clear goal for the conversation and pray for wisdom and clarity before engaging. Always go in there prepared. Go in there saying, look, I want to be clear, right, about what I am going in here to address, not addressing hearsay. I'm not addressing rumors. I am going to address the issue, and I'm going to pray for wisdom on how I should move and maneuver in that conversation. It's one of the things I often do is I ask God for wisdom, right? Whenever I'm going into a situation, because there are things that I may be unaware of as it relates to that person's day or how that person has been traumatized by an experience. I don't want to be a trigger. So I want to have the wisdom to know what to say, what not to say, when to listen, how to pause. I want to make sure I have the right body language. I want to make sure I come in non-confrontational, non-judgmental. All those things really are about preparing purposefully. It's not about you hear something, then you just react and walk in the room and say, we need to talk. That's not preparing. It means you truly respond versus react. When you react, you're in your emotions. It's knee-jerk, and you oftentimes end up making moves you regret. When you respond, you do it with purpose. You pray, you ask for wisdom, and you move how God wants you to move. That's how that works. So before you go in and deal with the difficult situation, make certain that you prepare purposefully, that you truly start with a clear goal, and you pray for wisdom and clarity before you engage. All right? Here's number two. Approach it with empathy. Strive to understand the person's perspective, no matter what it is. Do your very best to have empathy in this moment because it helps to lower defenses and it opens up honest dialogue. You have to come in there and say, hey, you know, I want to see your point of view in this. It can be as crazy as all out, as crazy can get, but you have to ask for empathy in this moment, right? Because until you are in another person's shoes, in another person's experience, it's hard to really understand why they may be acting out or doing the thing, have done the thing that they did. So it's incredibly important that you strive for empathy, looking at it from that person's perspective. And it truly will help create open dialogue. That person will find camaraderie with you and be willing to open up and talk more intently and deeply about what has occurred. And the conversation won't be as difficult because that person feels a sense of community with you. As a next level leader, that's what you got to create, man. You got to create community. Remember, when you walk in, there's already, you know, an imbalance of power. Because you're the leader. You're walking into someone who works for you, someone who has an answer to you. You got to bring that down and give them the opportunity to know they're talking to someone who cares about them. That's so important. That's bringing balance back in the room so a person can feel comfortable. We don't often realize the intimidation factor that we bring when we walk in a room. We suck the air out of the room because of our positioning. I learned that the hard way. I was walking in meetings and I said, anybody want to talk? And everybody shut down. You ever did that? Nobody said anything. It's because the intimidation factor. They didn't feel a sense of empathy. They felt that I was coming in to make judgments about what had occurred. I was going to rule like some judge. But I believe when you go in and sit among them, sit across from them, and you say, listen, anybody could feel this way. I want to understand, like, tell me your story. Tell me how did this thing occur? This is how you get to that honest and open dialogue. And then, of course, number three is about setting the tone. It's about beginning with the respectful tone, right? How do you open up, not being confrontational, but walking in a sense of constructive conversation? I'm not trying to be combative. That's the wrong atmosphere to create. But coming in with a sense of, you know, unification, love, compassion, the desire to reconcile a situation, that you set the tone. Your response, your voice sets the tone. And I've found out, man, when you learn how to come in calm, you know, you come in relaxed, prayed up, you'd be amazed at how you can shift the atmosphere from somebody being very combative to someone actually being willing to talk and to listen and even to learn. But I do think it's important, this fourth principle, and I want to lean in on this for a little bit, that you must use direct language. When you deal with the difficult conversation, right? Once you've already gotten, you know, wisdom on how to move and, you know, you've got empathy and you set the tone, then you've got to be very clear. Be clear, concise, and honest without being hurtful or ambiguous. Be very clear. This is what's going on. This is how it's impacting the situation. And this is how it's making me feel and others feel. And we just want to get to the bottom of it. There's a way to be honest. See, the truth is important in moments like this, because when you are having difficult conversations, you do not want to skirt around the issue, the elephant in the room. The reason why nobody's dealt with the difficult situation, because nobody wanted to be honest and confront it. But you got to walk in there with clarity, concise conversation, and be honest without being hurtful. And that's a delicate balance, but it's using very direct language wrapped up in empathy, setting the proper tone. That's how you're able to have and manage difficult conversations. I've done it on numerous occasions. I've looked people right in the face and had difficult conversations about decisions they were about to make, about questions they've asked me to be honest with them about. And I've had those real conversations. And when you look a person in the eye and you tell them the truth, they will appreciate it. No matter how it may come off, they will appreciate it. And what it will do is it will create a dialogue that forces you into number five, to listen actively. Because now I must focus on understanding by giving my full attention. I must now reflect on their responses and even ask for clarity regarding some of their questions. Tell me what you mean by that. I want to keep probing. Tell me, what do you mean by that? How did you arrive at that assumption? What created that in you? I mean, listen carefully to what people are saying, but I've learned not only to listen to what they're saying, but listen to what they're not saying. Because to be a good listener means you have to be silent. You ever thought about that for a moment? Listen and silent has the same letters. Listen, silent. So to be an active listener, man, to always be listening, what am I hearing here? What are the repetitive themes I'm hearing in a person's conversation? Well, what are they giving out here? What's going on? Am I being a good listener or am I over-talking the person? But you did this, you did that, you did that. No, that's not going to be healthy in this moment. Sometimes just sitting back, just saying, I want to just hear your perspective and your point of view before I respond. Active listener does that. And it takes time, and I process what I'm hearing. And I process how I'm hearing it, and I make certain that I pray about my response, that my response is measured and it's not random. Number six is about seeking solutions together. See, because now the difficult conversation has moved us to a place that we must understand the importance of the conversation toward reconciliation here. Mutual agreeable solutions that benefit both parties or all parties involved. Seeking solutions together may not always mean that everybody's going to sing Kumbaya or that the person's going to still be a part of your organization, but it's about how do we mutually agree on what will benefit all parties involved and cause no harm. As a next level leader, I'm always looking for that negotiating point. I'm always looking for a place where everyone could win. Sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't, but at least seek out solutions together. Involve the persons who may be creating a difficulty, involve them in the solution. What would you like to see happen? Realistically, what would you like to see happen? This or that? And you start thinking about, well, that can't happen, but maybe this can happen and maybe that. And those are the kinds of things I think that really bring about proper solutions, and those things evolve together. So you'd be amazed what would happen if you truly sought those solutions, not in silo, but you sought them together. Let's review before we go to our last principle, as we always do. We're talking about how do you manage difficult conversations? And our first point was about preparing purposefully. Before I walk in the room and have the difficult conversation, I truly spend time kind of starting with a clear goal. And I ask and pray for wisdom and clarity before I engage. What should I say? How should I say it, God? You know more than I know about this person's situation. So God, give me the word and posture and all those things, the heart, to approach this person properly. And let me approach them with empathy, number two. Let me come in there and really try to lower their defenses so they understand they have an ally, not an adversary, that's approaching them. Let me set the tone. How I speak, what I say creates a certain atmosphere. So I want to make sure I'm calm, my words de-escalate any kind of antagonistic behavior or combative posture then I want to use direct language. I want to be very clear, though I'm calm. I want to tell the truth. I want to be honest about what's going on. This conversation is difficult because I have to address the truth. I can't skirt around what I know to be the truth. I must ask questions. And I do that after I listen attentively. Listen to what the person is saying. Give them an opportunity to talk. Don't over-talk them, but say what you say matters. And I reflect on what you say and I listen and I ask questions regarding what you're saying. And then I'm willing to seek solutions together. Let's work together on solutions that could benefit all parties involved. It doesn't mean everybody's going to get what they want, but it does mean that everybody had a role in how this thing reconciled itself. Number 7 is about follow up. It's about checking in after the conversation to just be sure that there's alignment and to show that you value the relationship beyond the conversation. How is it going? How are things coming together? How are you feeling? What have you been thinking through? These are things that let people know you care. Because when you have those difficult conversations, the person is open and transparent and they open up and share. You've got to make that person feel that you care. It wasn't a one-time thing, but that you truly was and are concerned about their well-being. That's what's so important. So listen, let me tell you, difficult conversations are going to happen. If you're a next level leader, I just want you to understand, wrap your mind around it. It's nothing you can do. It's going to happen. It's going to happen because you're going to have an employee who is going to create an offense. You're going to have someone who you're trying to do business with, who's trying to get over. You're going to have difficult conversations with family. These things occur, but you're going to have to step up to the plate, not be avoiding, not avoid it, but you must confront it. Can't fix what you don't face. I got to have the wisdom, listen carefully, to move in this space in a way that says, this next level leader honors God and is a responder and not a reactor. You see, ladies and gentlemen, the reason why this episode is so important, because some of you are on your way to making difficult decisions this week. Tough conversations you have to have with friends, family, coworkers. But I hope that what I have shared today has helped you gain more clarity and courage to confront it. The elephant is always going to be in the room. You can either let the elephant win and suck out everything in the room, or you can release the giftings that are in the room and say, let me work on solutions. Let me follow up. Let me do the things that are necessary that every single person comes out whole, that no one is harmed because of what we do. Hope that helped. I hope you received that. I want you to let me know if this episode blessed you. I really want to hear from you. I mean, really. I want you to put a message into my Instagram, JosephWalker3. Let me know what part of this conversation blessed your life. If you don't mind, also make sure you go over to Our Life, Our Journey, Our Truth and subscribe. And please, by all means necessary, make certain you go to my website, josephwalker3.org, and get everything you can get out there and be a part of the book club. Who's ready? Let's read together. Let's grow. We do Zooms every 2 weeks. You can come on the Zoom. I may not have ever met you before. You may be in a different city, a different country. You can come on that Zoom and I can see your face and you can say, hey, I'm one of those next level leaders that listen to you every Tuesday. I listen to your episodes. So guess what? Welcome to the book club. Text book club to 78228. That's book club to 78228. I want to thank you so much for tuning in today. Thank you for being a next level leader. Thank you for listening to this podcast and supporting it all around the world. I'm Dr. Joseph Walker. And until next time, you be blessed. Thank you so much for tuning in to today's podcast. I want you to subscribe at iTunes, cpnshows.com, or whatever podcasts are downloaded. I also want you to follow me on Instagram at Joseph with you.